Today we're going to take a look at an important aspect of the German language, verbs with accusative. Now, don't let the fancy terms scare you off. We'll break it down into simple steps, just like putting together a puzzle. Think of accusative as a helpful tool that tells us who or what is receiving the action in a sentence. So, let's take a closer look at 10 verbs that always require the accusative. By the end of this episode, you'll feel more confident navigating these grammar structures like a pro, and you'll also know how to learn them more easily. Hallo und willkommen. Hello and welcome to the Uplevel Your German podcast. Ich bin Charlotte. I'm Charlotte, founder of the language school Charlingua and host of this show. I help German learners around the world improve their German skills by building their confidence and fluency. It is my mission to make your language learning journey as easy as possible. I've created a cheat sheet and also an auto-graded quiz about the Verben mit Akkusativ. Just go to charlingua.com/023 or follow the link in the description. Wir legen los. Let's start with, what was the accusative again? As you'll know, the accusative is one of the four cases: nominativ, accusativ, dativ und genitiv. And the accusative is an important grammatical form that helps us understand what is happening in a sentence. Let's look at an example. Anna ruft den Hund. Anna calls the dog. First, we identify the subject, which is in the nominative case. You ask, who is doing something? In this case, it's Anna, as she is performing the action. She calls. The verb is ruft, from rufen, to call. Sie ruft. So, this verb tells us what is happening. Now we have den Hund left. The dog is the direct object, receiving the action, so it is in the accusative. If you read or hear a German sentence, you can easily recognize the accusative if the object is masculine, like der Hund. Then the article in the sentence changes from der to den, or from ein to einen. For example, sie ruft den Hund, or sie ruft einen Hund. But in the feminine, neuter and plural, the article remains unchanged. Also, sie ruft die Frau, sie ruft das Kind. And the same goes for the plural. Sie ruft die Hunde, die Frauen oder die Kinder. But there are also many verbs that always require the accusative. And we'll take a look at some of them today. While these verbs come with the accusative, or others, for example, with a dative, is not always logical. That means you need to memorize these verbs. Simply learn an example phrase. And this is what we're going to do today. I'll give you verbs that always come with the accusative case within a phrase that you can memorize. As it's only the masculine nouns that change, I'll only use masculine nouns for my examples here. And one more thing. I always find that for most of my students, it's easiest to learn new things in chunks of up to 5 items. So, what do I mean by that? If you get a list with lots of items and you're supposed to learn them, then it will be much easier if you only memorize up to 5 at a time. So, does that mean that we are limited to 5 verbs here? No. If you need to learn, let's say, 20 new words, don't learn them all at once, but 5 of them. And once you know them, another 5, then another 5, and so on. Believe me, or even better, try it for yourself. That is much quicker than bombarding your brain with 20 new words at once. Now, there is another trick. Our brain also accepts Let's call it bundles. So in our case, I can make phrases with more than one new verb, and that still counts as one. Let's start with this phrase. Ich mag deinen Hund, aber ich liebe meinen Hund. In this phrase, we have the verbs mögen and lieben. I like your dog, but I love my dog. Ich mag deinen Hund, aber ich liebe meinen Hund. If you know this sentence, you will remember that lieben and mögen require the accusative case. Our next sentence. Ich kaufe einen Computer, denn ich brauche einen Computer. I buy a computer because I need a computer. Next time you go to the supermarket, tell yourself this phrase for every item you buy and you'll never get it wrong again. Brauchen und kaufen mit Akkusativ. Ich kaufe einen Computer, denn ich brauche einen Computer. You could also tell yourself, ich nehme einen Apfel, dann habe ich einen Apfel. I take an apple, then I have an apple. So keep these phrases simple. We are not aiming for a literary prize here. And of course, you're welcome to change them as you please. Maybe ich habe einen Block und nehme einen Stift. I have a writing pad and take a pen. Whatever it is, ganz egal, never mind, nehmen und haben mit Akkusativ. Now, let's pretend you're in a restaurant and just ordered something completely wrong. You might say, oh nein, ich will einen Kuchen, aber ich bestelle einen Burger. I want a cake, but I order a burger. Oh nein, ich will einen Kuchen, aber ich bestelle einen Burger. Und zum Schluss, finally, wir sehen einen Film und hören einen Song. We watch a movie and listen to a song. Yes, in German we also use der Song instead of das Lied, especially for modern songs. I used it in this example because, well, it's a masculine word, der Song. If you prefer the sentence to be a bit more elaborate, then you could say, wir sehen einen spannenden Film und hören darin einen großartigen Dialog. We watch an exciting movie and hear a great dialogue in it. Wir sehen einen spannenden Film und hören darin einen großartigen Dialog. That way you can also practice how to put adjectives in the correct case. As a recap, so these are 5 phrases with 10 verbs that always come with the accusative case. Number 1. Ich mag deinen Hund, aber ich liebe meinen Hund. Nummer 2. Ich kaufe einen Computer, denn ich brauche einen Computer. Nummer 3. Ich nehme einen Apfel, dann habe ich einen Apfel. Nummer 4. Ich will einen Kuchen, aber ich bestelle einen Burger. Nummer 5. Wir sehen einen Film und hören einen Song. On the PDF, you will find these phrases and 5 more sentences with 10 more verbs that always come with the accusative. You can download the PDF if you go to charlingua.com/023 or follow the link in the description. I hope that this was helpful for you, and let me know how you get along with memorizing 5 items at a time. Thank you for listening today. Danke, dass du heute zugehört hast. Tschüss und bis nächste Woche in einer neuen Episode von Uplevel Your German.